Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Fenner, and today I'm going to talk about scaling high-ticket dropshipping businesses with outsourcing and automation. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast, go get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. So today, discussing automation and outsourcing, it's really important because when you build one of these businesses, they're pretty complicated, and even though they're online and they're ultimately scalable, they can get very complex. And so if you're doing everything manually every single day, it can become really, really tiresome after a while. A lot of the tasks that you can do can be automated through software and apps and things like that. You just have to learn how to do it. Some things are more complicated than others, but today I'd like to kind of give you some tips and stuff like that and some things to focus on first. So when you're first doing a high-ticket dropshipping business, usually you're just doing everything yourself. You're doing all your customer service yourself. You're updating the store, adding new products, updating inventory, updating prices. And so every single day that might take you like a few hours to do and stuff like that. And then not only that, you're doing customer service and you're doing sales and you're doing bookkeeping. It's a lot of different stuff all at once, right? And so if you really want to scale a business, then you're going to have to start hiring people to do things for you. And before you can do that, though, you really have to break down what exactly you do and how you do it. And also come to the understanding that you might not be the best at doing it, and also the processes that you have may not be the best processes that there could possibly be for the task at hand. So understand that. And then first things first is I would say just write down every single thing you do throughout the day as you do it. So just take notes about your work. And then once you have a list of all the things you're doing throughout the day, you can start to make training videos for each thing that you do. So instead of just doing it, use a tool like Loom.com, L-O-O-M.com, or similar, and record your screen and record yourself talking and explaining the task, and so that someone else would be able to follow along if they really wanted to. And so the idea there is that not only are you going to explain how to do the task, but you're also going to be showing how to do it, which is the important part. Because what I'm going to get to next is how to hire people at an affordable rate so that you can scale your business a lot bigger than if you were to hire people at a rate like you'd have to pay in the US or something like that. So what I recommend doing is once you have created a list of tasks and you've created training videos on those tasks, is to go to a platform like OnlineJobs and start hiring Filipino assistants full-time. Because you can hire starting at $3 an hour usually for customer service and for things like product uploading and updating the store and even things like, creating content, publishing content, things like that. So it's pretty affordable and it's totally worth it because what you're going to be able to do is free up your time from dealing with all the day-to-day stuff, and you're going to be able to start working on the things that will grow your business. And that's kind of the main thing that you should be doing is being a CEO or a CMO or a CFO for your business is you really need to hire somebody who can grow with you and grow with your business. So the first thing I do always is outsource customer service and sales and outreach phone calls and inbound phone calls, somebody to handle all the phone stuff, because throughout the day there's going to be random phone calls, some good, some upset people, whatever. There's just a lot of different things to handle, and it's really important that you have somebody else start doing that work for you right away, because then you'll be able to free up to your time to work on growing the business. The second thing is to hire somebody to upload products, because you'll be probably having that same person that does customer service also do outreach to get new suppliers. But uploading products can be a really time-consuming thing. And so and it's not just uploading. There's a lot of things that go into optimization and updates and things like that too. So hire somebody just to take all that stuff on for you. Okay, and I highly recommend working with a Filipino again. They're just really smart people. They speak English. But the main thing is that you have to do the videos. If you don't do videos, they're probably not going to really understand the task at hand. They're not going to do a good job. Okay. So once you hire some people for these types of tasks and getting these things off your hands, it's kind of just a process of managing them. And I require that my employees are they're really independent contractors, but I can call them employees too. But I require that they send me daily reports of their work, send me a task list in the morning and then a list of things you got done in the evening, that kind of thing. And then they work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Sometimes they work overtime, it's up to them. But the main thing is that they will start doing this work. And then what I want to do beyond that, once I have that kind of like set, I have some people, is I start talking to them and figuring out new ideas for improving our processes. So it's not just about having people do all the manual work for you. It's then improving the processes and changing it from manual to automatic for certain things, like inventory updates, price updates, and even, you know, possibly adding new products to the store. Things like that can be automated, or at least certain parts of the processes. It's never going to be fully automated, but it can definitely be semi-automated. There's an app like StockSync, for instance, on the Shopify App Store that works to allow you to use a CSV file that a supplier can provide you with, either just an email with a CSV in it, or, you know, some sort of a dashboard or an FTP access to download it. And once you get that, then you're able to update each SKU on your store that each SKU on the CSV sheet is related to. And then your inventory can get updated semi-automatically. So it's either like you can do it daily or weekly, monthly, whatever. I usually just work with the best-selling suppliers first, the ones that we sell a lot of products on. And if we start having issues with out-of-stock products, I start focusing on updating those particular SKUs first before others. And then we just go from there. And inventory is one of the best things, because the thing about Google Shopping is that if you're advertising Google Shopping listings to people for things that are out of stock, you're just basically wasting money. And so a really good thing to do is to update the inventory on a daily basis or a weekly basis. And so you're not going to be advertising products that are out of stock. So you'll be able to connect that through the Google Shopping Feed app, and you'll be able to make it so that only things that are actually in stock with inventory of greater than zero show up in your Merchant Center feed, and then those items are the ones that are actually get the traffic. Now, I don't care about organic traffic and stuff like that, so I always set things to continue selling when they're out of stock. But, you know, so if somebody wants it and wants to, like, place a back order, for instance, they can still do that. I'm not going to, like, stop myself from being able to sell something, but I don't want to be advertising and paying money to get traffic for things that are not even in stock that I can't fulfill. And even if they do place a back order, it's still sketchy, because it could take up to a month or two, maybe more, to get that product shipped out. And what if that person cancels? Then we're not only losing the potential profit on that order, but also losing the merchant fee. And if they charge back the order, then we're losing a $15 chargeback fee. And it doesn't look good on our merchant thing. So just generally speaking, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay money to get that kind of stuff. If it's free, it's not a big deal, but I don't want to be paying money for that. And plus, it kind of cleans up your feed so that you can continue to advertise only the products that are in stock. And that will just really make your store generally a lot more profitable, makes your ad spend a lot more profitable in general too. So I highly recommend doing that. Okay, so the next thing I'd like to talk about automating is supplier recruiting and supplier outreach. So, you know, it's not a fully automatable process, of course. There's going to be a lot of back and forth communication, but the initial outreach is definitely able to be semi-automated. And I use a tool called GMass. So you can go just look on Google GMass. I think the website is gmass.co. And so anyway, GMass is great, because what they allow you to do is to use a spreadsheet, connect to a spreadsheet, and you can use all the supplier names and their emails in templated into an email, and then it will send an email specifically to each separate one, a separate email, and it will, you know, you can include your template, you can include things like the supplier's name in the template, and things like that. You'll just have to like watch a YouTube video on how it works, but you can basically send emails en masse to a huge list of potential suppliers all at once. And the beauty of that is that then, of course, you're going to be reaching out to way more suppliers, and it's more likely you'll get more suppliers faster than if you just sent like 5 emails a day to 5 suppliers or something like that. So once you do that, of course, then you can set up follow-ups, automatic follow-ups throughout the week. So I usually send out like an initial email on Monday, which sometimes they miss, and then I'll send a follow-up on Wednesday and then Friday, and it'll just say like, hey, have you seen this email? Hey, I'd appreciate a response. You know, just very short and simple. And then that way, usually at least by Wednesday or by Friday, they start responding back. And they say, you know, yes, not right now, or no. And then if they say, and that they ask more questions, you can answer them. And then, of course, you can get on board with them by filling out their dealer agreement. And I usually, I keep a spreadsheet organized so that I know the list of suppliers that have told us no, not at this time, and for, you know, other reasons and things like that, and then ones that haven't responded to us yet. And we just keep reaching out to the ones that haven't responded to us yet, or finding new ways to reach out to them. And for the ones that have, we, you know, try to get the dealers signed up, and if not, then we, you know, we have a list of why. And then for the ones that say not this time, we usually follow up quarterly, so every 3 months, you then send a new follow-up to that list, right? And just keep notes. And I have a VA that does this kind of thing as part of their main duties throughout the day, as well as like content, SEO, things like that. So, you know, it's always building the stores. And so by doing that, she's able to semi-automate huge bulk outreach all at once. And then it just gets way more suppliers on board way faster. And then the uploading team has way more work to do throughout the day. For uploading products, there is one cool automation I found. It's a vendor called Inventory Source. Inventory Source has created a kind of software that basically directly connects with the vendor's like inventory. So they have probably a CSV file and a connection with their FTP, basically. And this is the kind of thing that big vendors use to connect to their manufacturers automatically to dropship, like Walmart, Overstock, maybe even Amazon, I don't know, but usually it's like Walmart, Overstock, or Wayfair. They use this kind of connection. And Inventory Source does it, and they have a big selection of suppliers, and they're constantly growing. And so what you can do is you can sign up with them for free, and then you go in and you sign up to get the automated feed connected to your Shopify store. It's $100 for the normal feed, just inventory, price, and stuff like that. And then automatic updates, I believe twice a day. And then it's $200, and some of those suppliers will actually do automatic order processing, which is super, super cool. So order processing automatically through their website and tracking. And so some do, some don't. But anyway, so you can get some of their suppliers on board, and it's a great way to start too, because if you want to do high ticket dropshipping and like you want to build a demo store out or something like that, it's really cool just to like get one of those suppliers on board to have a store that has like real products. And you can start throwing ads at that, just see what happens. But in the long run, you'll definitely want to reach out to the manufacturers directly, and you'll get better margins and things like that. Usually manufacturers directly don't have all these automations set up in their systems, so things will be a little bit more manual, but you'll get higher margins usually by going to the manufacturer direct. And that's not always the case. Sometimes distributors have really high margins too. It just really depends. You just got to make sure the margins are good. You really are looking for bottom line 15% gross margin, and ideally 30 to 40% or higher gross margin, because ads are going to cost you a bit of money. So at that kind of gross margin on a $1,500 sale, you're hopefully making at least $200 per sale at the minimum, maybe $300, right? And then that'll pay for, you know, your $50 to $100 ad spend. Or if you start scaling up and you start spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars or even thousands of dollars in ad spend every day because you're selling way more products, obviously that's great too. So definitely use Inventory Source. That's a great way to get started. It's also a great way to automate the inventory and just scale in general, because some of these suppliers have thousands and thousands of products, and you can link them to your store, have them uploaded, and then maybe have someone go through and just like optimize the listings. What I like to do now is to automate content creation using ChatGPT. ChatGPT is a free tool, and you can pay $20 a month to get their premium, so you can use it more often. But the way that that tool works is that you just plug in an inquiry into their chat, and then it writes you something. So you can ask it, write a blog post for this topic, or write a product description for this product. Now, you have to be very careful if you're writing product descriptions using ChatGPT, because sometimes it will tell false information. And it like just kind of does it. It doesn't really think about it. So you can tell it, like, specifically, here's the specs. You got to kind of train it, and then it'll tell the right stuff. But, you know, generally speaking, it's a really good thing to use. I do recommend fact-checking it when you do have it write product descriptions, though. You can be a little bit more specific, and you can also tell it, like, what tone you want it to write in and stuff like that. ChatGPT is a really cool tool for basically just getting content done in the blink of an eye, and then you can have a VA just kind of go through, fact-check it or whatever, improve it, however that works. However you want to do it, there's lots of different ways, and then publish it to the website, format it correctly, link it, if it's like a blog post or something, link it to collection and product pages, and then you can just get content pushed out there way faster and way cheaper than if you were to go with a writer or hire an internal writer. During the pandemic, they didn't have this yet available to the public, so I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on product descriptions and blog posts from Filipino writers that, you know, half the time they'd write, you know, in they were speaking English in a second language. It kind of sucked. So what I learned, it was a big learning lesson from that. And I learned that obviously with content, you need to be very careful and don't overspend on it, because the ROI on content can take a long time to pay off. So, it's more important that you keep within your budgets. So, and then, you know, maybe I'll just go off on a tangent there really quick, because with budgets, it's really, really important that you keep to a budget. And you can actually automate that, semi-automate it using QuickBooks Online. So using QuickBooks Online is really great. You can plug in all of your bank accounts and your check and your credit cards and your Shopify stores and all that stuff. And you can go through and categorize transactions and just kind of see how much your business is bringing in every month and how much it's spending. And then you can start figuring out a budget from there. There's a lot of stuff I can't do. Like, I can't really tell all the chargebacks and stuff like that you're dealing with. And maybe there's a lot of like unearned income because of back orders or something like that. So you're going to have to try to run some cash flow statements separately, probably sit through spreadsheets to organize and understand how many orders you have outstanding that need to be shipped out and paid for, so things like that. But for the most part, you can semi-automate your bookkeeping processes through QuickBooks Online, and then you'll have a budget, and you really need to stick to that budget. So, you know, you'll know, generally speaking, like, if I made $50,000 in revenue this month, I made hopefully around, you know, $5,000 in net profit. And then, right, so then you know how much you have to spend. If you spend $1,000 on your team and you spend whatever, then you want to have like 10% of that maybe go towards growth. That's only $500, right? So you got to stick to a budget, a growth budget, and not spend over that. So nowadays, using these automation tools, you can really grow a lot faster, and it's just all about putting the work in and getting it done. I guess I just want to reiterate that you want to really avoid pitfalls when you're starting to outsource by creating really proper training materials and by diving into how to improve those processes that you've created in the first place every single day that you possibly can. It's just a constant improvement process, and you know, when you get to the point where things are really, really good and they're running smoothly, don't try to change things too much. Oftentimes I see when people buy businesses, like, things have already been set up and running smoothly for a while, and maybe they're down a little bit sometimes, but you really can't go and just like tear the house down and rebuild it just because you think that you can build it in a better way. You might as well just start a business from scratch if you're going to do that. You really should definitely leave things as they are once they really start picking up and doing good, and just working on things that aren't going to have a huge effect on the systems and processes and conversion rate of your website. And that's about it, guys. Look forward to new podcasts coming out about conversion rate optimization and more scaling stuff. I really like talking about the advanced topics, so I'm probably going to stick to talking about advanced topics more often. If you guys are interested in getting into a course that provides a full breakthrough of all these different automation ideas and strategies and how to actually implement some of them, get into my High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. It's great for beginners. It's great for people that are kind of intermediate that haven't like actually scaled their store yet and want to. And it's also great for the advanced people because I talk about a lot of advanced topics in there. So it's good for all three. So check it out. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And yeah, I'll be happy to help you as well. You can always email me, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. And lastly, I have a turnkey done for you service. And if you're interested, if you're like an investor type and you want to build one of these stores, but you don't have the time to build it, usually, you know, it's only people that are like older and have a bit of money and just want to invest. I do have the turnkey service available. So what my team does is that we go and build you an entire store, and we build and everything and we launch it. And now we have a partnership program where we actually continue to scale that store for you. So you have to do a very minimal amount of work. You own the business 100%. And we take a revenue share as well as a share of the asset sale when the business is sold later on. And there's always an exit strategy with these businesses, 2 or 3 years to sell, you know, for as much as we possibly can, obviously. But you can read through it. ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey is the website. And just read through the whole sales page and watch the video and just kind of understand. And if you want to book a call with me, you can do that as well through that page. And you can also email me all your questions at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care.